Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Faith Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
So Alicia and I went to the movies to
We went to see Mission Impossible.
And that was, I think, the theme song, I think. But anyhow, we went to see Mission Impossible. So we haven't seen it in like years, because I think the last one was 2 to 3 years ago. It was Rogue Nation, which was amazing.
And you know, normally they put it on TV, TNT, and what is the other channel? And normally all the repeats of the movies usually come on those particular stations, but they never put the old one on until now.
Yeah, so the previous ones is always repeated.
Yes.
But not the old ones.
Right.
So what makes this one interesting is, and which makes this series probably one of the best series of movies that come out, is they try to keep it relating to the previous ones. So we definitely had to go back and see Ghost Protocol and Rogue Nation. Mm-hmm. But even then, that wasn't enough. So we had to go back to Mission Impossible 3 in order to get some things that cleared up what was going into the new one, which is the Mission Impossible Fallout.
Yeah, Fallout.
Mm-hmm. We didn't even say it yet, but that's what we went to see. So here's a little summary, just in case you didn't actually know. Ethan Hunt and the IMF team. What's the IMF team? The Impossible Mission something.
Yep, exactly. Impossible Mission something. Yeah.
So anyway, it'll come to me. Team joined forces with a CIA assassin, August Walker, to prevent a disaster of epic proportion. Arms dealer John Lark and a group of terrorists known as the Apostles plan to use 3 plutonium cores for a simultaneous nuclear attack on the Vatican, Jerusalem, and Mecca, which is like really cool. When the weapons go missing, Ethan and his crew find themselves in a desperate race against time to prevent them from falling into the wrong hands. So, storyline was pretty interesting. The actors was pretty much everybody you knew. There was some return characters in there, which I really liked.
Yes.
Because they were in... So his ex-wife was there.
Yes.
His ex-wife from back in 3.
That's right.
Because I thought she was in Ghost Protocol. But she really wasn't in Ghost Protocol. She was mentioned in Ghost Protocol. But you had to go back to 3 to see where she really existed. And then he walked away from there. And then there was a guy from, Ghost Protocol. No, Rogue Nation. It's Sean Harris, but his name was Solomon Lane.
Right.
I really like him. That was a great villain. That dude was real fucking good.
Yeah, he acted real good. I mean, he had his facial expressions.
Was just...
It was like cold.
Evil. He was a cold.
It was evil. Cold. I mean,
did so well.
Yeah, he was cold.
The last one was, he didn't have a beard or mustache or anything. Mm-mm. He was clean cut with glasses, mm-hmm. and he was just like a calculator. I'll kill you. I'll just kill you. I don't like you. I'll kill you. And you kind of like, wow, this dude is really cold. But they captured him. But in this one, they were supposed to break him out. So it's not quite complicated, but very complicated story. So 2 additions that came in there was Henry Cavill, who was August Walker.
Superman.
Superman was on there. He was pretty cool in there, but
Michael had to tell me he was Superman. Then I was taking a second look. I'm like,
he was a bad man.
Yeah, he sure was.
So he was bad as fuck. Mm-hmm. And return of our boy Baldwin was on there again.
Yeah, Baldwin. Yes, my baby.
And
I
then
love
Angela Bassett showed up as a high level government
CIA
official. Yeah. So she was right up next to the president because she was getting information from there. Mm-hmm. And then they had the whole, you know,
the regular
IMF
gang.
Team. So they was all
Ben
on
Rhymes,
there.
Simon Pigs,
yeah,
Benji.
So the other one that returned, which I thought was cool, was Rebecca Ferguson.
Yes. So
she
I
was
really
on the previous
that.
One. Mm-hmm. She was so good in the previous one, but in the previous is Rogue Nation. Was it Rogue Nation or Ghost Protocol?
Rogue Nation.
And he let her get away because she's supposed to have been a British spy.
Right, right.
But she supposed to cleared her name and was able to walk away. But come to find out, they was kind of like, we don't trust you. So she had to show up again, which was like really, really cool.
But I like how they did that because they didn't do that with the Rogue Nation, I think it
Rogue
was.
Rogue Nation? What about it?
The other black lady who was in there.
Oh, she was in Ghost Protocol.
Ghost Protocol, okay, yeah. And they didn't
back. They didn't bring her back.
Yeah.
But they brought in the Rebecca Ferguson.
I love how they did that. I love how they did that.
But the storyline lined up perfectly mm-hmm. because she was able to walk away because she's the one that was working undercover with Solomon Lane, the guy Sean Harris played. So she worked undercover, but once they captured him, it was kind of like, okay, so she should have been cool. But come to find out, Solomon Lane had a lot of assassins working for him, mm-hmm. which was called the Apostles. So they were trying to cause havoc around the world. And allegedly, or some reason, he still was involved in it. But
they needed him.
They wanted him. They didn't mm-hmm. need him, but they wanted him. And mm-hmm. he was still kind of, he had a plan that he left for them. And come to find out, once they tried to get access to these plutonium that they can make bombs with, they said, in order for you to get the plutonium, you have to give us Solomon Lane. And it was kind of like, so we're going to have to break him out. And it was just so weird.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a really great part when Sean Harris was talking with Tom Cruise and he was just telling him the things that you've done in the past will come back and haunt you. And it was some kind of soliloquy, but it was so like you looking at him and the way he's saying it is like, you're going to pay for this, goddammit. You don't know what you did and what I'm going to do to you. But he didn't say it just like that. He just said it so, I guess, eloquently. And it was menacing at best, you know. And it was really, really good. But regardless of the storyline, regardless of the actors, what made this amazing was all the scenes and action that they had from non-stop.
So what makes this Mission Impossible series so good is that Tom Cruise do all his stunts.
Yep.
And that's why it was so goddamn good because it was like, you know, some movies when you've seen a stuntman, they really don't show the face.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? But when Tom Cruise was doing it, they were on his face.
Yep.
They were, I mean, everything. You seen his reaction. You seen the pain. I was like, ooh, this brother hurting. Like, but you know, them scenes were so good.
So, and the thing is with, and this is, again, the Mission Impossible series, you can go all the way back and seeing so many other movies, you know, green screen, you know, studio fake things that they'll show and say, you know, he's really falling out of plane, but actually it's the green screen behind him and that, or he's jumping off a building and there's somebody, since you can't see his face, it's somebody else, all of that. But once you find out, this is this crazy dude constantly doing him. Because let's go back to, I think it was Ghost Protocol. So Ghost Protocol, I didn't really believe that he was in, was it Saudi Arabia? No, Dubai. And they was on the outside of that damn building. I just thought, oh, you know, that looked really cool. Yeah, they made it really look like he was outside
hell
the building.
Yeah.
Guess what? He was outside the goddamn building. And they had to do everything perfect so he wouldn't die. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, say that again.
Not get hurt.
Die.
Not get, you know, injured. They had to do everything so he wouldn't die. So when you see all of these stunts that he did in here, it was so freaking amazing. And, you know, these the stunts, you got to see it to believe it. You know, he's always driving a motorcycle. You know that. And he's always going to fall off a goddamn motorcycle regardless. You know, he either going to speed out. This time he hit a goddamn car and flew over it. And you see him fly over the goddamn thing and roll over on the ground. And he's laying on the ground like, God damn, this hurts. And you can see him like either he's a great actor or damn, this has hurt more than he thought it would hurt. And it was like he was just jumping back and forth through traffic. And it was just so exciting. And it didn't slack up. So some of them got a storyline that it kind of slack up. But when it slowed down, it gave you information. This is why I like this, because every time they slowed the process down to say, oh, now they're getting into the one lady, the whole rich lady who was the, her name was Vanessa Kirby, but she was like the go-to person to say, I'm just a broker. That's what she was. She was a broker mm-hmm. between selling the plutonium and getting the money or whatever. But they said, we don't want the money. I'll give you the plutonium if you give us Solomon Lane. And he was like, what the fuck? But he was like, you got it. He knew what he had to do. But all of this was all set up in certain ways. And it was like double cross on top of double cross on top of double cross, because come to find out, she was a broker, but she was working with the CIA. And then the dude, August Henry Superman, he was working with the CIA, but was part of the Apostles.
Yep.
And he set Ethan Hunt or Tom Cruise up to say, no, he's the double crosser, because everything that went on, he was always there. Involved in it, and everybody kept getting away.
Yep.
And you know, so it was like double cross, and then Alec Baldwin was going against Angela Bassett, because Alec Baldwin, if you've seen the previous movies,
he had
to take over the position of the IMF.
Yeah.
You know, the Impossible Mission.
I was waiting where's the other guy was.
Which one?
That's what I was.
You know, Hawkeye, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
They said they don't know why he wasn't on this one, because he was the other agent. He was the go-to guy. So you just never know. And I didn't really look that up either, but he didn't show up in there. So he really didn't show up. So let's go back to the opening. So when it opened, it was all about, what was it? Getting the actual plutonium. So
right,
it was
balls,
trying to get those plutonium balls, and then they kind of find out that they made a portable bomb so you can put it inside of there. And it was all about starting that process, and then they actually got away with that, because the Apostles came and came after their ass. So when it opened up, did it give you an expectation, baby, or did it was it kind of like, nope, this is what I'm normally looking for?
You know,
and going
I was
from that.
Time, I mean, Mission Impossible, I was already excited. Yeah, I was just waiting to see what the story is going to be about and what they're going to do next. Because it was 2 hours and 30 minutes, this movie. And I'm telling you, it was like when we was watching Avengers, you didn't want it to end.
Yeah, you was like, whoa, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
You didn't want it to end because you just was waiting for something else to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, you know, I'm like, okay, Mission Impossible again. When the next one is going to be, you know, 3 years out?
Yeah. You know, so when you saw that, and like you said, we was anticipating that. We were supposed to do a small intro in the beginning, but we so excited we forgot about it.
Yep.
And sat right in there and was waiting on the damn movie, which was exciting. So his name is Jeremy Renner. So you know, the other guy that's supposed to have been on this.
Yeah.
So, you know, he plays in the Avengers and everything. But it was just so exciting to just wait and say, what is it going to be? You know what I mean? What is it going to be? And they said he, Jeremy Renner, turned it down. So he turned down the role of doing a cameo on it, and which was weird because he did have, he had a major role with the group, but he was doing a lot of movies. So he was doing a lot of movies while this was going on because he supposed to have been on Infinity Wars, remember? Mm-hmm. And he got hurt. And there was other stuff that he was going on to. So you don't know if he said he turned it down because he wanted to, or did he really turn it down because he wasn't fit to be in the movie? You know what I mean? Yeah. But that was just interesting from that. I didn't want to just assume that they said, well, you was injured, so you can't come on here and blah, blah, blah. But that was interesting that he wasn't in there. But here's the biggest plot. And, you know, we danced around it. But the biggest plot of this was they knew where his wife was.
Yes.
So at the end of, what was it, Ghost Protocol? Yeah, Ghost Protocol. No, Rogue Nation. At the end of Rogue Nation, it showed when Jeremy Renner was with him that he was like, your wife died, I'm so apologize, and blah, blah. And he was like, my wife ain't dead. And she saw him from a distance.
Right.
And they saw each other. And then he was kind of like, oh, that is so cool.
Right.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. And then the next movie came on, and it had nothing to do with his wife.
That's right.
But then this one came on, and the crazy guy knew where she was. So he wanted to blow up a place to ensure that he would poison. The nuclear fallout will poison an area that would have 1/3 the population of the world. And it would poison the drinking, the lakes and everything. And his wife, you know, just happened to Michelle Monaghan. I don't know. M-O-N-A-G-H-N. Montague, whatever. But she was on there and he set it up so if they tried to stop the bomb and don't, she would die and they would die. So the one thing I didn't look up, and I'm not sure if you did, was damn Tom Cruise flying that damn helicopter?
In fact, I'm looking at the trivia for Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And he was flying a helicopter. Didn't say, because they said he did all his stunts.
Yeah. So when he was on the side of the damn cliff.
Yeah, they were
falling. And then when he did the skydiving.
Yeah, they were talking about the jump. Mm-hmm. They were talking about Halo, the Halo jump.
Yeah.
So what they said from the top, it says there were 3,000 setups and 13 helicopters were done. And it was on 3 continents and it was 4 weeks of aerial photography. So they did a lot of stuff with the helicopter bay.
Okay. Because there was 2 helicopters and they was flying together and they was going in and out of the mountains like crazy. So that was like pretty amazing.
Yeah, because I'm trying to find out because they said he did his own stunts. I'm trying to find out through this trivia did he not do any of his stunts?
So no, he always does his stunts.
Oh, and they said Jeremy Renner was not in the film due to his commitment to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, that's but again, he wasn't in it though.
Right.
So they say committed, but yet he wasn't even in Infinity Wars 1 because he got hurt. But then when he got hurt, so he's most likely in 2, but I think he's supposed to have been in 1.
And I believe he's going to be in the next Mission Impossible.
No,
because Alan Baldwin. Alec Baldwin is, you know, I don't want to tell him. giving away the movie.
the portion that came up with his wife reappearing, and that's how the other guy, what's his name? Solomon Lane, was going to get his revenge. He wasn't just going to kill him. He would make sure that he had no way of saving his wife. And he wanted to make sure he suffered all the way through. Because his assumption was Tom Cruise is not a superhero. And that's what Tom Cruise is. yeah. regardless.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is a
part of the comics, that's
superhero. That's why I love to see all the movies that he's in, because he's crazy enough to do the things that most people would say, I'm not doing that. Let's green screen this and go from that. He was like, no, it needs to look like I'm doing this. So if I can do it, then that's what we need to do. And he does that all the time, which makes his movies, even the ones that's not as, you know, violent or whatever, it still makes it interesting because he's just crazy that way. And that's, I just like to see it. And this is the sixth one. So, I mean, six.
They're doing an excellent job with the series of Mission Impossible. I mean, if they keep it doing it the way they do, it's going to be, because, you know, it was the TV show.
Yeah, you know it was a TV series. Yeah.
And so, you know, with the TV series, it was a never-ending solving of a crime. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think Mission Impossible, it will continue successfully.
So, no, every episode was a crime. Because right. they said if you choose to take the mission,
right,
then
right,
it starts
right.
over. Yeah, you said a never-ending crime, but it's...
No, I mean every time they... It's something that... For example, you get tired of seeing Star Wars. You know, the different, you know, how they changing it up and how certain points their storylines is not good, you yeah. know, with the Star Wars. But with Mission Impossible, they continue making it better and better and better and better.
Well,
and you're not disappointed, you know what I'm saying?
So it's really not the storyline, because the story is simple. Stop somebody from blowing up a bomb.
Right.
That's all it is. It really is just stop somebody from blowing up a bomb. But because it's government and it's international, there's offline storylines that you have to deal with. And then there's other people, and they have a purpose. And usually through all of this, almost like 007, because he's pretty much the same thing.
Right.
He's like James Bond, okay. basically. He's yeah. James Bond in a whole nother series.
Right.
The difference is James Bond is British, and Tom Cruise is American. They have the same kind of team, and there's always rich people who's trying to do crazy stuff in the world, and they both are going after these rich oligarchies that's trying to manipulate the world so they can have control and power. They both same concepts. The only difference is James Bond is a little more regulated than goddamn Tom Cruise and the IMF.
Right.
He's
right.
not really regulated, because they said if they find out, if you get caught doing something crazy, they're going to say, we don't know nothing about it.
Right.
And they tell them that all the damn
yeah,
time.
Yeah, all the time. Yep.
Where the 007, they just decommissioned. They said, well, we're taking you off because some things happen and blah, blah, blah. But totally different. So this is, to me, what makes this one just crazy, because these are the impossible missions that they can't assign anyone to. And so him and his crew has to do that. And they was talking about the guy, Benji, Simon Pegg, and he's funny as hell. So most of the things he does, he has a natural humor because he's in Star Trek, the new Star Trek series, right?
Right.
And he's good. Then Ving Rhames came back. Looked like he had some issues the other couple of episodes, or... Because, you know, he looked a little bloated and everything. Now he looks pretty healthy again.
Yeah, he does look a lot better.
So that'll be good. And it'll be cool to get Jeremy Rainey back. And if they now have this one lady, Rebecca Ferguson, Lisa, if she's part of the group. Because she's good. She's good. She's a good assassin. She's athletic. She's smart.
And she was pregnant when she was doing that movie.
Oh, really?
Yep. She said when it ended, she was 7 months pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah, so she was amazing in that.
She was great.
She did a damn good job in that movie.
So overall, this is one of the, and most of the critics were saying this is like one of the best of the whole six series. But it's almost has to be the best, because the way they doing technology and filming and everything just got better.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't have made something as good as this long time ago.
Yeah,
because they didn't have the equipment and everything to do it.
Right, and I did read here that Cruise does most of the piloting for that damn scene we seen.
So he does most of the piloting?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So yes. That'll work.
And then remember he said he broke his ankle jumping from one roof to another. and then that the motorcycle race, the motorcycle through the Paris, he did all of that too.
So he always does the motorcycle. He's a motorcycle rider, though.
Well, it was the car first, and then he jumped on the motorcycle. No.
In all the movies.
Right. Yeah, you're
he's
right.
He's always on the motorcycle. Driving a motorcycle because he's a motorcycle driver. So he doesn't really need anyone to, you know, stunt drive that. But all the climbing and the swinging, he wants to do all of that too. And a lot of times he could have broke a leg or almost get killed in a lot of this. So he's just crazy that way. So he does it because, hey, look, I can. And I'm going to keep trying for as long as I can until something either happens to me or I'm just not physically able to do it.
Right.
But without going into as much of the details of how things happen scene by scene, this is such an exciting. The fight scenes are amazing.
Yes.
The chase scenes are amazing.
This is why I get mad at watching them other movies or TV shows and the fighting sucks. And then I realized why I see it that way, because Tom Cruise fighting, and I mean, when he fight in his movies, they be fighting for real.
They really get into it. Mm-hmm. I'll just say that.
And the bathroom part, I love the bathroom scene.
Oh, the bathroom scene when they thought they was just going to beat up this Asian guy, and he was kicking their ass.
He sure was. He would
have died if his girl didn't shoot him. I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
and the scenes too. This is another thing with the good Mission Impossible movies. The areas that they film in, the countries that they film in, the places within the countries is just so amazing. You know, they was in France and he was driving around the Trump DLA or whatever, where they driving around in a circle, and he was driving backwards within that. And I'm like, this dude is crazy as hell. And it was him. So it was kind of like, be careful. Everybody going to go slow. They're not really going to try to hit you, but you got to be careful, Tom Cruise. But just very, very exciting.
It was so exciting. I mean, it was the best action movies I've seen in a long time.
It was worth it. It was very worth seeing.
Y'all need to go see it. Everybody need to go see it.
Again and again.
Yeah. So some people may like Tom Cruise in his personal life, but when it comes down to his movies, I'll tell you, he give it to you. He gives it to you. He really does. He's very good at it.
And this is number 6. And I think based on the box office, I think this one made more than every single Mission Impossible movie that came out of his. This is the one that kind of just went over the top for him, which is fantastic, and it's worth it. And I think they released it just in time. Mm-hmm. I think they would have done it early, it would have went up against the Avengers, which they shouldn't have done. Or it would have, earlier than that, it would have went up against Black Panther, which no one saw coming.
Yeah, it came out the right time.
It
came out the right time.
So, well worth it, though. Very well worth it. What do you rate this one?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, goodness. I got to give it, and I'm going to give it a 10. I didn't doze off. I was like, my eyes was wide open, and I was like, oh, my God. Didn't want to miss anything. You know, because everything is like you said, every stunt, he did his stunts. And you was like, okay, what other goddamn stunt you going to do, boy? You know, that's how crazy this was. So I gave it a 10.
So, yeah, I can't give it a 10 because it's not in the realm of the other movies that I would rate a 10. But it's definitely a 9. And a 9 is high on my end to say I'll watch this over and over. But again, I think
all
I would watch
the
all
whole,
of the
yeah, the whole series.
Over
yeah,
and
the
over.
Whole series.
But this one was so exciting.
I mean, I even sat there and watched the other one over again because there was just things I said, oh, I didn't see this. Oh, I didn't. I mean, because every time you watch Tom Cruise stuff or Mission Impossible, there's something that you miss. And that's what makes it so cool.
But I think this one was the best one. And I'm keep saying what they're quoting is because this one brought together about the 3 previous movies, as opposed to the previous movie didn't bring together too much of the previous movies, or that other previous movie didn't bring in that much of the but this one actually brought together the previous movies. So it made you say, oh, I'm glad I watched that. That's where this came from. But I had to actually see 3 after I saw Fallout, because I really wanted to see where that relationship of his wife and what really happened to her. Because I never remembered that they was trying to save his wife and him, and she happened to die. I was like, I don't remember that. But guess what? They never showed it. It just went from him walking away in 3 to him in the prison and them taking him out because he killed some people and he was put in jail. But it was because Jeremy Renner didn't save them. But that wasn't the intent. It was a cover up so they can send her away and they could never be together.
Mm-hmm.
So that it just made you go all the way back. And this one really made you go back to validate everything that was going on here. It was absolutely in Ghost Protocol, Rogue Nation, and Mission Impossible 3. I didn't even go back to 2 and 1 because those were cool, but that was like way, way back. So still worth seeing, but seeing 6, 5, 4, and 3, that's a lot of movies. So, but yeah, I got it as a 9. At least you got it as a 10. So anything else, Bill?
No, one thing is that his wife, if a lot of people didn't know, his wife did know what he did. And so, you know, that's why she, you know, in the movie, she understood what he was doing. You know, so a lot of people, you know, just letting the people know that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. So anyway, Fade to Black Cinema. See us every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, new movies, new TV series, or old TV series that actually is coming back. And there's just plenty going on. And thanks to MoviePass, we may not be even seeing a lot more movies because they may be going
out of business.
Out of business.
Out of business. We may have to go ahead and join AMC.
AMC has another program, and I'm going to tell my boy that too, so we all be able to say, switch to AMC and you'll be good to go. Difference yep. with AMC is you can see the 3D as well as the IMAX. So where MoviePass, only regular ones, and then they restricting you at that.
Yep.
So
yep.
It is what it is, buddy. But Fade to Black Cinema on YouTube, iTunes, Google Podcasts, all podcast downloads. And if you're sitting by your desk looking at little videos here and there, yeah, go on YouTube under the Bougie Black Brother Network and go under Fade to Black Cinema and you'll see them there, previously known as Urban Lifestyle Cafe. So either one of the two, you'll be able to pick us up. You'll probably see them on iTunes under both of them as well. But anyway, we thank you so much for stopping by, and we'll see you next week on Fade to Black Cinema. See ya.
Bye.